Good afternoon, group. My name is Butch D. Truly grateful, blessed, recovering addict. And I got kind of hit off guard also with leading this meeting. And first thing I wanted to do is back out. I'm going to tell you the truth. Because I'm not going to say I don't like talking about myself, but some things I'm in denial about talking about. And the first thing I say is I don't know nothing about the meeting before the meeting after the meeting. I want to say I'm a dedicated meeting goer. And the reason why I say that, because it takes me back. I've been blessed with 12 years of recovery, and it takes me back when I first came around. And what I usually classify is most people, that's their M.O., the meeting before the meeting after the meeting, which is important on one hand, but I've seen that a lot of people developed that was their only meeting. In other words, they didn't ever make it in the rooms. They would always be outside congregating, talking. And the thing about that is what I like to share to start off with is that the newcomer is the most important person in the rooms. And a newcomer, what we call it, a get-with-nit-wit, or we would say socialization breeds assimilation. That kind of falls into that line of my way of thinking is if my regular MO is to come to a meeting, I might get there 15 minutes early, and I'm still out there when the meeting is 45 minutes into the meeting, and I'm still kicking it with somebody and going through the motions and all that. I believe that's a bad example for the newcomer. That's just mine. And another thing is, when I come to a meeting, I figure that all this luggage or whatever I've been carrying or during the day or the night or what's happening with my life, I pretty much can handle it. But the thing is, that's what I come to a meeting for, to share my experience, strength, and hope. A lot of times, that's how I get my help. And what I'm saying, I can't get it from outside. I mean, I can get help out there, but I think the true blessings is in the rooms, because it's not just for me. And that's why I kind of didn't want to talk on the for real subject of this. But the thing, I've been around here, like I say, quite a few 24 hours. And the thing, the spiritual side of the thing is that once God leads you into these rooms, that's where he led me, into these rooms. And what my personality and demeanor gets is, once I get out there and I get to a meeting, and I get in the mode, in which I wanted to say I wanted to be in denial. And I have gotten into this mode. Did I get up here and it's a bunch of buddies and we start kicking it? I'm that far from using days. I'm going through all the motions. I want to be the last of the party and all that. And therefore, a lot of times, it could be that particular day, God had a special message to relieve me of what I was going through. But I'm out there blowing it. You know, it's almost just like how it took me so long to get here in the first place, because I want to be out there with the boys kicking it. Recovery has truly been a blessing to me. Now, on the other end, I say it's vice versa. After the meeting, I feel I'm supposed to have. When they say, oh, with a year or more, I raise my hand. Maybe I didn't talk on the subject. Maybe it was a burning desire. I heard a newcomer share what they was going through. I can relate. I actually can't sell group during the meeting. So I think it's only appropriate that I wait for them after the meeting. I shouldn't run. I shouldn't be too busy to give them a minute of my time or really my telephone number. And that's the kind of twofold thing to this, the good kind of the bad versus the good. Well, both of them are good because we say it all in the name of what? Fellowship. They say you got the fellowship and then you have recovery. Recovery is inside the rooms. I've been coming up here for quite a few years, and I'm gonna be honest, I haven't seen a good meeting outside them halls yet. I've seen a lot of reunions, haven't seen you in a long time, is you still married, nobody kick you out, and all that's fine and well. But the message of recovery is what saved my life. And that's what I try to be about. I don't take myself serious, but I take my recovery very, very, very serious. You know? And a lot of times, it gets to another level that once I develop my network, and we out there to meet before the meeting, and issue come up, I tend not to have the real answer or the real listening ear for tough love. In other words, if we've been friends and everything like this, and this be an issue, I could kind of butter up the situation and get into that friendship thing instead of true, real truth. I'm just sharing really the difference on this topic of me outside of these rooms and inside these rooms. And that's the thing about when I try to come in here, you say practice these principles in all our affairs. But the main thing I started to get my practice from is in these rooms. I practice. You see what I'm saying? And a lot of times, my guards drop down as soon as I step outside the rooms. And when I say my guards drop down, my morals kind of go backwards a little bit. We talking about a little profanity. We talking about a little lying and some more stuff. You see what I'm saying? That's how I separate in these rooms and outside these rooms. Because of my old behavior. They say it haven't went nowhere. It's just in another glove compartment. Waiting to be opened. And I want to swear that y'all made me like a brand new $1,000 bill. It haven't been touched before. But the real issue is, I'm still tarnished all up and I need a lot of work. That's my real issue. I need a lot of work. In other words, a lot of times, I have to be where my true intention sent me to be. You know, some people say that's the importance of the program, and I say fellowship, and it's true. But the importance of the program is the 12 and 12, and learning how the steps can change your life, and that's changed for me. And that's another issue that I try to address. You know, I'm not saying that I'm one of them, what's up, high and by guys, and just run straight in there and catch the front row seat. But I try not to be into that because a lot of times the topics that are out there is not the topics that I hear and I be dealing with, you know. Hey, I say caught me in a strange situation because I'm up here saying what I'm going to do next, coming out of a little show downstairs, and this guy asked me to lead it. I say, man, I try to think of 1,001 reasons. And the thing is, when God gave you a blessing, you just have to return it and share it with somebody else. But the true thing is, too, also to that is, if I claim to be what I said I am, a meat and goer, I have something to share. Now, some people, they in here for the fellowship, not the program. And a lot of times, you could tell when they really renege on the opportunity to share how they've been blessed with the gift of recovery through Narcotics Anonymous. I try not to do that. And that's why I try to stay attentive and working on my character defects and change and really working on this thing. Because I have a long way to go and a short time to get there. A long way to go in a short time to get there. And this is a lifetime battle. And that's why I be so serious about my recovery. This is a lifetime battle, the disease of addiction. Well, it didn't start out when I came in the treatment center. They told me I had like 6 months to live. Through drugs and alcohol, I don't even like to get in the war story of the whipping that it gave me, because I really wanted to stay in the euphoria days when it was drugs, sex, and rock and roll. But that didn't last nothing but a short minute. And so what I'm saying is, I have to stay on top of this disease. Kind of baffling and powerful, I have to really be on top. You know, I can take and start a breeze 1 minute, and my mind is somewhere else. I'm wondering why I can't get a ride on a space shuttle or something like that. It's, you know, I'm I go kind of quick. And therefore, you know, I come here and get the message of recovery. For one thing, it got me in a different phase now. That I'm really truly amazed how I've been blessed. That I really, through counselors, jails, and almost death, I was told, you need to go to the meetings. Through I don't know how many sessions of the Defadone and counselors, you need to go to the meetings. And I'm just truly, truly amazed. When I came in here and I started to hear the message of recovery, how it gave me to look at myself, a chance to look at myself. And that's what keeps me inside. You see, that's what keeps me inside. The realness and the honesty. You know, that's what keeps me inside here. And each day I get a dose, it knocks off a lot of chip of this character defects that I'm still carrying around with me. That I swear is the other person. Or I swear is the job. Or I swear is some different situation other than me. Because, you know, how we can get. I'm practicing a little humility today. Just finished cussing somebody out. But, I just want to say that it is a very, 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 very important topic. But it's kind of a thin line. And what I'm saying is, just like when you're out there, you got to know when to hold them and when to fold them. And that's my main thing about that. I know a lot of us have a burning desire before we get in there. But most of the times, I tell them, won't you take that inside the meeting? Maybe you get some help and help somebody else. You know, I can't stay out here with you. You know. Actually, I just don't see no need because the meeting fulfills, seems like, all my needs. And I always thank God. I always thank God when I step through the doors and into a meeting. Because, for one thing, that's one time that I, as long as I've been around here 12 years, I haven't seen nobody use in a meeting. There's one time or one place I never seen nobody using a meeting. They talk using talk, but they did not use in a meeting. And then all I could say is when that talk started to come out, by the grace that go I. Or I can remember when I first came in. I can remember when I first came through these doors. And man, it wasn't nothing but confusion and pure uncut insanity. You know, I mean uncut. And now, it's a little peace. You know, it's a little happiness. I can't claim a lot because just as soon as this come out of my mouth, hey, that other pack part of the brain say, get for real, man. You know you don't like this or that. You know you got resentments, this or that. You know, it's always playing a trick game on me, you know, because it's just a fact that what I'm dealing with is something that wants my life. Something that wants my life. And this is my protection. You people, the God of my understanding, y'all are my barriers. Ain't no way, no way I could have avoided death if I had not made it in here. Because I went through all the formalities. I went through all the do-it-yourself. Self-will won't do it alone. I went through it all, believe me. And each time I come up here to a convention or workshop, I runs a little inventory. I runs a serious little inventory. And I always can seem to relate to a time, place, or when I was on the other side. So I have to give thanks to my higher power and you people on a daily basis. I can't claim the credit. And I think the best way that I give thanks and my gratitude speaks is when I care, when I share the NA way. And I really believe that that's the NA way. Is when I keep coming back. You know, when I keep coming back and when I, like now, step up to the plate when I'm asked. You know, because that's another thing too. I have went in the periods of being out there, or as soon as the meeting over, I'm packing my bags, you know, because I'm Mr. Businessman now or whatever. I got some things going on in my life because I've been blessed with the gift of recovery and things have gotten incredibly better. I don't have time to stick around. You know, I have went through that period and seemed like I started to pay a severe price. So, you know, my blessing and when I care and when I share the NA way, how I show thanks is to give it back. To be there for the newcomer or the old comer. Or the old timer, because we go through trials and tribulations. Life is life. But I tell you what, actually, and I say this, and I'm a true testimony of this, it's nothing that you're going through that God and Knox Collins and Namas cannot handle. I'm a true one up here to tell you that. All you got to do is show up, take some suggestions, pray, don't use. They say, help the dummy. That's me. And just keep coming back. And as I said before I close is, I'm going to ask that you don't get recovery mixed up. That you don't get recovery mixed up. The rooms is the program. Actually out there, socializing, fellowship, kicking. And that's where I'm at. With that topic, I got to be real. Because in these rooms is real. A lot of us don't carry the program the same way outside them doors. I'm sorry to say that, but that's real. And a lot of times, too, is that, and I do it. I mean, I might get out there and I start a clowning, and the first thing I want to know, and I don't want to really get to the, there's don't be no newcomers around or anything. Oh man, is you still selling them beat bags and all that? And that's when I have fun, a little fun doing that. But as I said, that's not a message for the newcomer. And a lot of times that's just a private joke with me and somebody else that's been around. We probably was babies in this thing, which we could laugh and joke today. And it's a lot of that. It is a lot of that. And it's good. And it's all fair, love and war. When we do fellowship before and after. But I'm here to tell you, in here is what saved my life. In here. I mean, when I first came in, and I'm going to close out with this, is that if I heard half of it, the same thing I heard in here and I was out on the street, it just couldn't register. But once I got in that seat and I actually heard somebody say they experienced strength and hope by the grace that go out. Nothing but tears. In my first 90 days, that's all I did was sit in the back of a meeting and cry. I was in, like I say, uncut pain by then. All I did was cry for my first 90 days. I will never forget it. I hear somebody up there share because I can relate to every aspect of using, to every aspect it takes you through, to every aspect of burning the bridges. All that, and you know what? I say I'll never be repairable. I really haven't said this. I say my life could never be repaired for the wreckage that I have done to myself. But I came into Narcotics Anonymous and y'all said, we can put you back together again. First of all, we're going to love you till you learn to love yourself. And I say, that's a hard job because I'll be able to never forgive myself for doing this to myself. But one day at a time, keep coming back. More should be revealed. That's what I start hearing in here, and it started registering. And pretty soon, I had 24 hours. That was my count. Back then, it was 24 hours. First, a few seconds when I first came in here, then it was 24 hours. And I'm truly glad to say that in closing, my life has truly been blessed. Truly, truly blessed. You know, God may not add years to my life, but He'll add life to my years. And that's through Narcotics Anonymous, you people, and Himself. And I'm truly blessed. And I believe if the newcomers out there, give yourself a chance. If it worked for me, it'll work for you. I'm telling you, the message of recovery is inside the rooms. For one thing, we don't like no feedback, kicking out no garbage up in here. You see what I'm saying? That's the difference right there, is the main difference. You can get a lot of bobo outside these rooms, but you raise your hand and give some garbage up in here and let and misdirect the newcomer up in here, you're going to get some feedback. And I mean some serious feedback, because we're talking about saving lives. The same way I wanted mine saved. And I want to thank y'all for allowing me to share. My name is Butch D. Thank you. And our next speaker is Janice.
Hi, family. I'm Janice, and I'm an addict. And I just pray that I remember that I've been asked just to share my experience here, my strength and my hope. Meetings have never been enough for me. When I got here, you know, I was in meetings before the meeting, I was in meetings, and I was in meetings after the meetings and didn't even know it. When I got here, if it wasn't for somebody being at a meeting before the meeting started, I wouldn't have came. You know, I got to meetings early. I had to get an aftercare paper signed. And they don't say it too much now, but then they said, if you have any court papers to be signed, pass them up to the secretary. And I didn't have a court paper, and I didn't want anybody to think that I had a court paper. So I got to meetings early to get to that little table to already have my paper up there. Fortunately, there were people there when I got there. There was always the coffee maker there making coffee. Thank God. In the beginning, as soon as we said, keep coming back, it works, I grabbed my paper quickly off the table and I left. Until I started feeling. And that's what happens when you start, when drugs start getting out of your system, you start sitting still. You start feeling some things. And I needed meetings. But a lot of times, I needed some plain old dialogue. I needed somebody that would listen to me and would talk back to me. We talk about mirrors in here. And what that means is I could tell somebody, this is what I think is going on, and then you look back in the mirror and you tell me what you see. And I don't get that in meetings. You know, I have, you know, I have, in May, I'll have 12 years clean. And you know what? It's important for me to say that, and in the same breath, it's not so important because it just seemed like yesterday that I came into the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, you know. And, you know, people say all the time, for the newcomer, if you here, people say you don't need to do no step work for the first year, you need to have a good time. Let me tell you, you don't have a lot of time. Time goes by fast in here, you know. If it were not for people being here for me, I had nothing. I had no concept of what to do after an hour and a half meeting, sitting where I couldn't share because I didn't know what to say. See, everything was a process for me when I got here. They said, you come in here and you share your experience, strength, and hope. I heard that when I got here, and all I knew was I didn't have none of that. I didn't have no hope that, you know what, when I leave this meeting, I don't know if I'm going to be able to stay clean. I didn't have nothing. I did not know how to say, I'm so afraid, I don't know what to do, you know. And after the meeting, you know, when I got here, we went and we had coffee. more coffee and more coffee until it was time for me to go to bed. You know, that's how I learned how to accumulate days at a time clean. Was it recovery? Was it the fellowship? I don't know, and I don't even care. All I know is what I needed. You know, what I have gotten is the wisdom to know, the courage to be, you know, and the honesty to show. And that is so important to me. You know, I was listening to Butch share, and you know what? I'm so, I don't like making waves. You know, and I said, how? You know, for a minute, it was like, you know what? Maybe I might feel the same way he do. You know? But when it comes to sharing my experience, it ain't about what I'm feeling. It's about what I know, what has worked for me. You know, my recovery has not encompassed an hour and a half meeting a day. You know, I have gone to meetings before the meetings, meetings after the meetings. I've even gone outside of this fellowship and gotten some outside help. This is not what Narcotics Anonymous talks about. This is not the basis of what Narcotics Anonymous is. You know, if everything that I needed came in a meeting, I wouldn't need a sponsor. I wouldn't need people to share with me. You know, wouldn't it be nice if it worked like that? Give me an hour and a half and I can live the other 10. You know? And it just don't, you know, my recovery has been that, you know, and it's in literature, it's in books, and I can quote the steps and I can quote the literature and I know what the basic text says and I know what it works, how and why, you know, I know what all that says. But when I come up here, you know, I got to say my experience ain't in no book. My whole experience didn't exist in an hour and a half meeting every day. My experience starts for real when I walk out the door. And in here is where I come to kind of flex my muscles, to try some things out, to practice. You know, I did not know how to effectively communicate to you how I was feeling. I practiced in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, and then when I got with somebody else, that's when I knew. Let me tell you for real what's going on. You know, when I came in, I said, how long does each speaker get? And he said 30 minutes, you know, and I felt like 30 minutes is like a damn lifetime. And I am so, so nervous. 3 Thank God for people like me, for whatever reason, get to meetings before the meetings. Thank God for whatever reason. See, my thing was, first of all, I had no place to go after a meeting. What was I supposed to do? I knew some places that I could go, you know, but I wasn't really trying to go there. And I ain't had no money. So we went out to eat. And when we went out to eat, that's when we started talking. You know, and by you talking to me about how you was feeling and what was going on with you, kind of helped me learn how to communicate the same thing. You know, it's always all about me. You know, I don't care. Narcotics Anonymous says, we don't care how you get here. We don't care why you come to the meeting early. We don't care why you're standing outside. My responsibility as an informed member of Narcotics Anonymous is to walk up to you and say, how can I help? Sometimes my responsibility to me is to walk up to you and say, I'm so glad you are standing here because I need to share. You know, this is one of the first years I have come down to Ocean City by myself. I have stayed by myself. And I've been pretty much doing exactly whatever the hell it is I want to do. I don't have to report to anybody. I ain't on nobody's schedule. And for a minute, I was a little uncomfortable. You know, driving down here, I got in my car. I came down Thursday, and I got in my car. I rented a car. I put my stuff in the car, and I'm driving, and I'm seeing all these people going by. Ain't nothing by itself. You know, I said, maybe something's wrong with this picture, you know. And I turned the radio on, and I got here, and there were people already here. And they said, you know what, you don't know what to do. We got some stuff for you to do. You know? That's just how it works. I don't know how it works. My thing is just, you know, my responsibility is to tell you that this is how it works for me. Somebody asked me, and I've always come with the same person. You know, I've been coming here for 9 or 10 years now. And somebody asked me, where is your other half today? Yesterday, that would have upset me very much. And for some reason, it offended me when he asked me that. And I couldn't quite figure out why. And you know, my response to him was, I don't have another half. And it's true. For the first time in my life, I am a whole person today. You know? And I brought this whole person with me. And I plan to stay this way just for a little while longer. You know what I'm saying? And the light bulb just came on. See, I ain't know yesterday that I was a whole person. I thought that I was practicing doing what it is I wanted to do. You know, you were like when you were a kid and it's the first time your mama lets you stay home by yourself. You do them things that you know you really ain't supposed to do, but I'm grown and I'm going to do them. You know? And I'm finally feeling like that adult that the years say that I am. You know? And it's only because of the program of Narcotics Anonymous. You know, I was in a meeting across the hall before, and of course, this is how I am. I can be over here, but whatever's going on the other side of the wall, I'm all into that. You know, I can't focus. And then, of course, they were laughing over there, and they were clapping over there. And I was like, you know, I really wish I could be one of those speakers that just, you know, has a room full of people always laughing. And you know, my story's just not like that. And I'm working on accepting that, you know. But it's just not. One thing that is different, though, is there are some things that are really, really genuinely funny today, especially me. Wasn't nothing funny when I got here. You know, when I first got here and people were standing outside laughing and talking, I got an attitude. What the fuck is wrong with them? Can't they see? Can't they see me and see the pain and confusion that I'm in, and they are standing around laughing and talking? Didn't matter whether you was laughing, talking about me or not. You know, my, it's always about me. You know what I'm saying? When shit go wrong in my life, you know, how can you go to work? That's what I want to know. How can you have the audacity to be able to get up and go to work? Because I'm going through something. These are the kind of things that I'm able to share in dialogue and meeting after the meetings. Sometimes I just have a question. You know, there is a time and a place for everything. You know, in step meetings, that's the place to ask a question on a step. But when it comes to my life, I just don't have a question that one person can answer. I need some dialogue. I need some intimacy. That's what it's called. I need a safe place with you where I can be authentic, the fearful, scared person that I truly am on the inside. Give me a place. You know, that's what Narcotics Anonymous does. And what happens is we take that out and, you know, fellowship, recovery. We could spend an hour and a half discussing what the difference is. Does it really matter? You know what I'm saying? It's kept me clean, whatever it is. You know, and the bottom line is, I don't know how to name it, but if you want to get with me after the meeting, we can talk, we can compare notes. And maybe we can come up with something. But for right now, it don't matter. In Narcotics Anonymous, results count, and that's it. Please tell me my time is almost up. Well, you know what? I'm sorry, but I have had the opportunity to have a lot of people come up and share with me during the couple of days that I've been here. And a lot of times, conventions ain't a happy time for some people, relationship-wise. But when you're going through something like that, there's no better place to be than surrounded by people like us. No better place. You know, I mentioned to one of the chair people outside that I had a problem with the hug squad that was standing downstairs in front of the door. They were letting people walk by and not hugging them. That's important to me. You know what I'm saying? You got a hug squad shirt on, you need to be hugging me. I knew how to feel long before I knew how to express or how to act when I got here. I felt the love long before I knew what it was. You know, when I got here, somebody gave me a hug, and I said, God damn, that's what I'm talking about. And I went up to him and I said, give me another one, because that's what I want to do. You know, I'm real big on hugs. You know, if you're going to hug me, give me a hug. Don't play. I'm not into this chit-chat thing and, how you doing? See you later. I ain't into that. I don't do that. You know, I'm not a good chit-chat, have a nice day kind of person. Can we talk, and can you help a sister out, please? You know, I don't know. I know that when I start trying to think of shit to say, I'm getting ready to tell a lie. And that's not what I want to do. You know, I want to thank you people for being here for me today. I thought of a lot of good shit when I was sitting over there to say, and I started to write it down. And of course, I can't think of none of it. It was very profound, too. You know, and probably when we walk outside and you come up to me, I'm going to think about them and I'm going to say, yeah, this is what I meant to say. You know, so I got some more things that I can do for the rest of the weekend. Thank you for allowing me to share.
Again, I'm Roger and I'm an addict. And we still got a few minutes left and some people that want to share, I'm going to ask them to come up. But I just want to say, you know, that about the meeting before and after the meeting, I had a young lady whose anniversary I went to last weekend. I think it was last weekend. And she was telling, I think, 4 years. But what she mentioned when she was sharing was about how she would come to a meeting after it got started and leave just before it was over. So when she had her first year's anniversary and there was only 4 or 5 people sitting up in the room, and then people that would come in would stick their head in the room and see it was an anniversary and turn around and leave. You understand? Then she understood that she had made no contacts with anybody for the whole year that she had been here. You understand? The meeting before the meeting, during the meeting, and after the meeting is important. You understand? I had no friends. The friends that I left when I came into the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, I hope they find here, find their way here. But I'm not going back looking for those. I'm trying to meet new friends today. You understand? My network is growing. I got people that when I look at them and I tell them that I love them, they can look back at me and say, I love you too. You understand? And mean it. You know, I came into the rooms of Narcotics and I totally and completely drained with nothing but one great big old void. You understand? No friends. You understand? I can go to a meeting today before it starts. I can stay there while it's going on and I can hang around and talk to some of my friends. You understand? When it's over. You understand? Meeting new people. That's what it's all about. Meeting new people. Changing old ways. You understand? Never alone. Never again. Then we got 5 minutes. I mean, we got more than 5 minutes. Who'd like to share? Come on, man.
Yeah, my name is Rob. I'm an addict.
Hey, Rob.
And you know something? It's really, really, really good to be here. You know, I came in here to support my buddy, Butch, you know, and for me, you know, this topic is really, really something dear to heart for me because, like, I work professionally as an addictions counselor, you know, and recently I got a couple of contracts, government contracts, and a lot of times it's hard for me to make the meetings at my home group and stuff like that. So a lot of times, you know, man, when you were sharing, I really, really, really was connecting. I know you saw that because I kept, you know, kind of moving and yes or whatever. But the main thing with me is, you know, a lot of times, you know, my home group, man, I love my home group. It's you know, God, I'm almost there. It's the Serenity Group, or also called the Lonely Heart Group. Or I call it the Lovers Group, you know. And it meets at 9 a.m. over on 2146 24th Place, right? And, you know, because I was required to work in Delaware and whatever, you know, a lot of times, man, I get to the meeting after the meeting is over with. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, something that you were saying about the importance of meetings before the meeting and after the meeting, man, when I first got into the program, you know, I was in a shelter. You know, myself and Butch, we was in a shelter together, right? And when I got there, I really, really, really felt like I was a failure. You know, I felt like I had hit bottom. And after I was there for about 30 days, man, I realized it was the best place for me to be, man. I had to pay $1 worth of rent, you know, I mean, $1 a day. And that came in 30 days of you know, $30 a month, and I could smoke all the crack I wanted, you know, when I first got there. And after a certain amount of time, you know, I found myself in a treatment program. This is 1986, and, you know, that's basically what we did. We went to meetings, you know, man, we talked before the meeting, we talked after the meeting, you know, and that was just a way of life. Today is no different, man, you know. For me, I come to conventions a lot of times to see what happens to people that don't come to conventions. You know, I go to meetings, the meetings that I can make. I go there to see what happens to people that don't come to meetings. But for me, a lot of times I stand after the meeting, right? And we talk about all the things that today I found out that's really, really, really important. about learning how to love people, you know, through loving yourself, sharing about the things that's really, really, really important, like where we're going to go eat. You know what I'm saying? Because that's always important to me, you know. And following that, you know what I'm saying? Have you been real with your wife? Or are you cheating? You know, I mean, you still doing the same thing you used to be doing 10 years ago or 5 years ago. I mean, those are the kind of things I find myself talking about after the meeting. And for me, what I've come to find out is, for me, 24/7, you know, therapeutic value of one addict helping another is without parallel. You know what I'm saying? And I can get a meeting from anywhere, anytime, but I just say that the most important meetings for me is the meeting that I get when I'm just standing there outside the Metropolis Club or outside the center, you know, and here comes an addict walking up, and he's saying, man, it's just good to see you, man. You know, man, or you know what I'm saying, man, I remember, man, when I was in this treatment center, man, you was taking my urine. You know, that type of stuff means a lot, you know, and, you know, I know for a fact that when Butch was up here, you know, I'm not trying to take his inventory, but when he was up here, he was really, really, really nervous. You know what I'm saying? And when I came in, I kept trying to signal him, start talking about the shelter, because I know me and Butch spent a lot of time in the shelter. We spent 3 years together in the shelter. And I think if he would have started talking about that, he would have got a little more comfortable. So with that, thanks for letting me share.
Hi, my name is James Mosby, and I'm a newcomer, and I need some help.
Hey, James. Welcome. Keep coming back.
My name is Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie.
I don't
want to
thank y'all. This is a good meeting for me. Something Jen said was so true. When I got here, I could talk, but I couldn't talk to you. I knew how to run my mouth a lot. I was one of those social butterflies. Hi, how you doing? I'm fine. That's good. But there was never anything of substance in our connection. And even after I got to Narcotics Anonymous, it took a good 3 or 4 years before I felt, and I'm not going to lie and say trusting enough or comfortable enough. I just had this little speck of faith that if I jumped, somebody might catch me. And I wasn't sure who that would be. And one of the biggest turning points in my recovery, the biggest, happened at a meeting after the meeting. You know, Janice beat me up. You know, couple people were there. They thought it was me and Janice and another friend of ours, and we were outside of the meeting screaming to the top of our lungs about how much we loved each other and needed each other, and will we stop bullshitting and act like it? Nobody had ever asked me to show up in my entire life. And I had been in Narcotics Anonymous for 4 years, and nobody had ever asked me to show up. Until then, you know. And I was scared to death. But I knew that if I didn't do this now, it was going to be much more difficult down the line. Because I don't know about you, but when I get the chance to do something that I want to do, but I'm unsure of, and I hold back, it comes back up again. It'll always come back up again. But each time it comes back up, that fear that I didn't do it the last time is attached to it, and it gets more and more difficult for me to do it. And I was just sick and tired of holding on to all of that stuff. So I said, okay, y'all want to see it? I'm going to show up. Now, it's been a few years later, and I don't know if they're happy, but I've showed up. But that's the way it's been for me. It's been meetings after the meetings that have been able me, when somebody shares something that touches me in a meeting, I don't need to share after you. You know, I don't need to take your inventory or tell you how you're doing it wrong. All I need to do is walk up to you after a meeting, give you a hug, and ask you if you want to show up, like somebody did for me, and share my experience. And to me, that's what Narcotics Anonymous has given me, the opportunity to show up. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Bonnie, and I'm an addict.
Hi, Bonnie.
I was really sitting there. I've been like really going through stuff between Narcotics Anonymous and non-addict family members and friends. And I came to this meeting kind of spiritually looking to hear for what I can do after the meeting with family. I'm a single parent, and at a point in my recovery, I had to make a decision whether or not to continue making night meetings, because my daughter was home with the homework and things like that, and a lot of the fellowship and, you know, what I was hearing everybody say before I got up here is, you know, the food thing, the coffee, and up in my area, it's Denny's or Perkins, like, are the hot spots for everybody in the fellowship. But I really didn't have the opportunity to do that, because I had to go home and help my daughter. I mean, in the beginning, I did do that, but it started feeling uncomfortable because I knew I had left a 9-year-old child in the house by herself to do her homework, to get ready for bed, put herself in the bed, and get ready for school the next morning. And once I started feeling that, you know, I knew I had to change, like, how I was going after my recovery. So I switched to the morning meetings, and because I work night shifts, so that makes it sort of easy. And then jumped into service work, because service work, you can kind of pick and choose what you want to do and, you know, jump all around, and it's all over the time clock, and it's all over the days, you know, at a week, and sometimes just monthly. And so now, my daughter's like, well, now you talk about NA. NA this, NA that, and all your friends, NA this, and NA that. And so now I'm at a point in my recovery to where I am trying to practice these principles in all my affairs without saying Narcotics Anonymous all the time. And I'm really feeling it, you know, because I have been afforded a life outside of Narcotics Anonymous because of my commitment to the fellowship, my commitment to myself on working the program. And I think when I go on and on before and after the meeting about what Narcotics Anonymous has done for me, I mean, this is just like this inner joy that just comes outside, you know, through what I'm talking about. You really hit home when you talked about coming to a convention by yourself. And I came with people. And this year, I guess I'm kind of struggling because my life is changing. You know, I've made a serious commitment to someone else to share my life with them. And I'm kind of pissed that I'm sharing myself at a convention. You know, I am real jammed up about that. You know, I'm like, I usually do conventions the way I want to do them. I do what I want to do. I make whatever meetings. I don't check in with people. And I got to do all that this weekend. You know, this convention, I've been coming here ever since I've been in recovery because my daughter's grandmother lives over in Ocean Pines. So here, and this is the paternal side, the father's side I ain't seen, you know, in a long time, but I feel like it's my responsibility to give my daughter the opportunity to be with her father's side by some God-given right. And so she gets to spend the weekend with her grandmother while I get to come here. And so I do whatever I want to do, and I'm not on call to anybody. And this weekend I've really been on call, but I knew I needed to just say something about it so I could feel a little better, because I'm telling you, I was like, ugh, I can't believe this. And like, do I really like you? And it's not even about that. You know, it's just about I'm used to doing certain things in a certain way when it comes to Narcotics Anonymous. And the program has changed me. And I just have to remember to like keep changing with the changes before and after the meeting. So just getting up here sharing just helped me a whole lot better. And I love hugs too, and I don't like to be burped. Thanks for letting me share.
Well, it's 5 minutes before the meeting is over.